Good afternoon, and welcome to the Wednesday afternoon conference call with Trusts Unlimited. This is Jim George speaking. I'm the non-attorney spokesman and facilitator for Trusts Unlimited, and I'd like to thank all of you for taking the time to listen to this call, particularly those calling in for the first time, and those that will be listening to the replay over the next 24 to 48 hours. We like to move quickly through these calls, bottom line the information for you. Now, last week we had a full call, and our intention is to discuss and among ourselves and decide whether we were going to do a full call each and every week. We will not be doing a full call this week for a couple of reasons. First, there is a lot going on, and a lot of things could happen in the next 24 to 48 hours, and I've been on the phone constantly over the last couple of days, and I'm going to be right back on the phone talking to a lot of people that hopefully can provide information about what's going on, and I'm going to be getting into that with you. But I'm going to reverse some things right now. First, now this is my opinion here, but I think it's highly suspicious that after over a decade of being having our calls on YouTube and IQD calls. Of course, a few months ago, out of necessity, we had to get into some of the political issues, and all of a sudden, our calls are not on YouTube or IQD calls. We were given some reasons which, to my mind, are at best lame and probably completely and totally false. But be that as it may, what we've decided to do is we're no longer going to be putting calls on YouTube or IQD calls, but all of our calls will be on our website. And hopefully this call will be on the website tomorrow. This call is going to be dealing with the situation here and, of course, the situation in Iraq, but we will not be doing a full-blown call. Although last week's call, along with the call of June 2nd, were good calls that had all of the information, and hopefully all of those calls will be on our website tomorrow, and if not tomorrow, certainly within a matter of days. But I do want to give you the information how you can get to our calls in the interim. You can go to our website, which is Trusts with an S, UnlimitedLLC.com. That's Trusts with an S, UnlimitedLLC.com. Or you could dial a series of numbers to get to our calls. First, you would dial 206-451-6012. You would then dial 605-313-5163, and then you'll use the access code, which is 739-394-pound. So hopefully by tomorrow, if not a couple of days thereafter, this call, along with our previous calls, will be on our website. And hopefully the numbers that I just gave you will get you through to today's call as well. Now, as I said at the opening, there is a lot going on. And I don't mean just about the reinstitution of the Iraqi dinar. I mean what's going on in this country with the censorship. And I was thinking about this last night, and I recalled years ago reading a book by Charles Dickens. It's a classic, A Tale of Two Cities, and I want to read the opening paragraph of this book because I think it absolutely nails where we are right now. Quote, "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. It was an age of wisdom, it was an age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief, it was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light, it was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope, and it was the winter of despair." And that's kind of where we are today, because we see so many things going on that not only affect the narrow view of the reinstitution of these currencies and the life that we hope to provide for ourselves and our family, but we see what's happening to the country. Censoring half the country is an absolute abomination in a free nation. It cannot be permitted. And I hope that we can push through and get beyond all of this, because people of the light want the truth, and people of the darkness try to obscure the truth. So to the extent that we can give you the truth, that's exactly what we're going to do. Now let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Iraq, because there's a lot happening. First, by way of disclaimer, as I've said on each call, Trusts Unlimited is not the purveyor of the dinar and these other currencies. We're not advocating either the sale or purchase of these currencies, but as rather substantial currency holders ourselves, we're sharing with you the information we think to be relevant. And of course, the most relevant piece of information would be the potential window for the reinstitution of the dinar. As I said last week, the reinstitution, in our view, could happen at any time. It possibly could happen as early as tomorrow. Yes, that's a possibility. There are a lot of reasons for that. Now, one of them is kind of a geopolitical coincidence. It seems that the United States and Iraq have the same fiscal year, which means tomorrow is the day they need to, quote-unquote, balance the books. Now, Iraq needs to change their exchange rate in order to avoid the continued hyperinflation because of the devaluation of the provisional 3-0 currency against the U.S. dollar. And with all of the international contracts and all of the things that are going on in Iraq, they simply cannot function without their own currency. The United States, on the other hand, may well go in default tomorrow without passing a budget or at the very least a continuing resolution. And of course, the sticking point in that is this $3.5 trillion, which is probably more like $5 to $6 trillion Democrats' infrastructure bill, which only about 10% of its actual infrastructure. The rest of it, in my view, is a Marxist wish list. That's just a simple truth. Any economics or political science student 101 can look at what they're doing and see what's happening here. So what's going on in Iraq? Well, things are moving quickly. First, a joint statement has been issued by a number of the international three-letter global agencies. Quote, Iraq is now a stable nation and will be a leader in the Middle East. So the international community is in agreement that Iraq is moving forward. When they use the word stable, that's important because that is the condition that must pre-exist in order for the reinstitution and revaluation of their currency. So for all of the three-letter international agencies to refer to Iraq as stable and a leader in the Middle East tells you, with a wink and a nod, they're ready to move. Now, the CBI released a statement saying that they will release the lower dinars, which are currently in the possession of the 8 regional banks, on or by October 1st. Now, this makes zero sense unless either the currency reinstitutes simultaneously or in the very near future. In addition, the IFC, which is the International Financial Corporation, the largest global development institution, focusing on private sector development of developing countries and an affiliate of the World Bank, has announced that they are working with the government of Iraq and the CBI to grow its private sector and concentrate on non-oil revenues, such as agriculture, industry, trade, and tourism. So everything, it's an avalanche. It's moving down the hill. It's moving quickly, and it could happen as early as tomorrow. Now, one other note. Why are the Democrats pushing so hard for their 3.5, in my opinion, $5 to $6 trillion infrastructure bill? Now, this is just my opinion. It's my opinion that they believe that they will lose the Senate, and the House in the midterms. It's my belief that when that happens, there will be such a clamor for an audit that the Federal Reserve will be audited. Once the Federal Reserve is audited, there will be no more helicopter money for these people to print down in the basement to sprinkle on all of their Marxist wish list. So they've got to get this done now. This is their last opportunity. So the bill as structured is a bad thing, but the fact that the circumstances are forcing them to take such drastic steps might be a good thing. So this could be the worst of times. This could be the best of times. Now, the last thing I wanted to mention was the fact that there is some scuttlebutt, and this is why I was on the phone, that those of us holding – oh, before I get into that, I want to mention one other thing. The IFC has also said that in addition with working with Iraq, they may also be working with Vietnam. So if we have a problem with the dinar, ironically, the dong might be the currency that could theoretically go at the same time or even before the dinar. I know that's good news to a lot of you because a lot of people have called saying, you know, I loaded up on dong and I'm a little concerned about that. It looks like if the IFC is going into Vietnam, that's a very good sign for the reinstitution, an exchange rate change for the dong as well. And let me get back to what I was saying before. What I'm hearing, this is not a fact, this is what's being discussed. First of all, for those of you that have been listening to these calls for any length of time, you know the worst thing that could happen from a timing standpoint would have a reinstitution of the dinar late in a quarter because taxes on the gain from the exchange would be due 2 weeks later, the 15th day of the first month of the next quarter. So September 30th is the last day and the worst day of the year for us to experience a reinstitution. But there's something else going on here as well. I don't know this to be a fact, but there has been talk that the individuals, not the central banks, not the international hedge funds, probably not the politicians that are connected, but the average ordinary citizens that hold currencies may not be able to participate in the global revaluation rate of anywhere from 3 to 5 to 1, but may have to accept the reinstituted rate of 1 to 1, and there might be a time frame in order to negotiate that exchange. I don't think this is the case. I certainly hope that's not the case, but I'm merely sharing it with you because I've heard it from several sources, and the fact that this could happen on September 30th is already bad news from a timing standpoint. It doesn't give us time to get the IRS and the Treasury to confirm for us whether Section 98082 is or is not in force, whether Section 643B, if you have a trust, is or is not in force. So I'm very concerned about that. But again, there's nothing we can do. Now, if the currency should reinstitute tomorrow, which again, I hope is not the case, but if it does, we will try to work out an emergency call, post it on our website, or get an email out and try to schedule an emergency call to talk about what our options might be. I can't tell you what our options are because until it reinstitutes, the banks are not really forthcoming. They probably don't even know themselves until it happens. So all of this is going to be moving very, very quickly. Anyway, that's the situation as it exists. We're right on the cusp of a lot of things, personally with regard to the reinstitution of these currencies. As citizens of the United States, there is a lot going on. It looks as though it's all going to come to a head with the fact that there will probably not be the passage of a budget or even a continuing resolution. Then there's also talk of breaks in the supply chain, which, in my opinion, is not coincidental. Like I said, these are the forces of darkness and light going on right now, and there's frankly many more of us than there are of them. So let's hope that we prevail, in every area. But this is where we are. Again, go to our call of June 2nd. If you're a new caller, you'll learn a little bit about the program we put in place to assist you. Hopefully, the call from last week, which was a good call, will be up on our website tomorrow or within a day or two. The same with regard to this call. But the next 24 to 48 hours could be very stressful, because we all want these currencies to reinstitute and revalue. But the truth of the matter is we're in the dark about the process. This is kind of a one-off the way this thing's being done. It's not being done, although it does have some if the things I'm hearing are true, it sounds like it's going to be conducted the way the Kuwaiti dinar was. The Kuwaiti dinar, you only had a certain amount of time to do the exchange, and you had to go to Kuwait to do the exchange. Now, I certainly don't think that's going to be the case with the Iraqi dinar, the Vietnamese dong, because, frankly, all of the banks want a piece of the action, so they want the exchanges to be done in their own respective countries. But we may have to move very, very quickly dealing with the taxes, dealing with the exchange rates and all of that. And we just won't know, unfortunately, till it happens. So we're on the fly with this. Again, I want to thank you for listening to the call. Certainly, again, if this thing were to reinstitute tomorrow or in a day or two, we will try to get an emergency call posted and get out there. But again, if that's not the case, we will certainly be back next Wednesday, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Thanks very much for listening, everyone, and have a great week. Bye-bye.